G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 26, Boxing Day. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Carl the Jackal Diorio, Joel Marshall, having a well-earned day off. Well, Carl, all our Christmases have come at once, or to be more accurate, one of our Christmases has come, and that's Christmas 2015. Merry Christmas.
Likewise to you, Barks, and the listeners. Yeah, it's been a really good year of racing, and we bring it home with a pretty solid meeting at Caulfield and Randwick, where I guess the key feature for me all day will be to see I'm imposing Bow Wow Racing as a horse that's recovered from two tendon injuries and he's shooting for three consecutive wins in the Summer Cup. An amazing story considering he came out here as a imported horse for Lloyd Williams, looked like a pretty slow one at that, and he's resurrected himself. A wonderful story.
Yes, indeed. Well, there should be plenty of wonderful Christmas stories told on Boxing Day, or unfolding on Boxing Day, because we have black type racing in four states, not only Melbourne and Sydney, but also there's plenty of classy action on the Gold Coast, and there's also the listed Christmas handicap in Adelaide, all covered, of course, in your Winning Post, out now as you listen to this. If you're listening on Thursday, be sure to get to your newsagent and grab your Winning Post, because obviously newsagents not open on Christmas Day. A lot of them not open on Boxing Day either. If you're hoping to get out early for your Boxing Day form, what you want to do is get it on the Thursday, and then while you're relaxing on the couch after that Christmas lunch, you'll have some form study to do for Boxing Day. Meanwhile, we'll talk you through our selections for those meetings. And as Carl mentioned, strong meeting at Caulfield, 10 race card with the two-year-old race held over from the abandoned meeting last Saturday, and does include two listed races. Just start with that two-year-old race, though, Carl. There were a few interesting ones who didn't end up accepting, but a lot of the ones from the two-year-old race the week before have, including Hellbound and Climate. Which way did you go there?
I've actually got my eye on a horse called Atlantic Express, trained by Tommy Hughes. It really caught my eye in the recent jump out at Werribee. It got back and really sizzled home between runners, and it's around about $12. And just keen to try it on a small each-way basis, but a race I'd rather watch.
All right, well, the listed races come up later on the Caulfield program, the first of them at 4:45pm Eastern Daylight Time on Boxing Day, and that is the Cup Club Christmas Stakes, a listed race over 1,200 metres.
Going with Rel Das, I think he's going to be awfully hard to beat. He won his first two starts this campaign at Moonee Valley, then he ran into Malaguera, finishing second at Flemington. You can make a case he may have beaten Malaguera if he just was within a couple lengths closer, but I guess that's Rel Das's pattern. He gets back and he runs on, and he dropped back to the 1,000 metres of the Doveton Stakes. He was slow out of the barriers, he was outpaced early, and he made up good ground towards that inferior inside section, the only horse in the race to break 22 seconds for his last 400. Better around the bend, they've come for the Christmas Stakes at home rather than going to the Standish down the straight, because he's better around the corner, and I think he'll be awfully hard to beat finishing home over the top. From number 5, General Groove, 3 Office Bearer, and looking for a little bit of improvement from 6 Nicosine. His best is good enough, and I guess he's dangerously weighted on the minimum. The other horse to include for the quaddies is number 12 Tudor.
All right, well, I went for number 3, Office Bearer. I thought ready for the 1,200 metres after a couple of 1,000 metres runs to beat. Certainly the one to beat, number 4, Rel Das. And for third, I had 8, Tadai Tondo. And for fourth, at any odds, number 15, Sir Bible. Race 9 is the other black type race at Caulfield. That is the Swettenham Stud Lord Stakes, named after the King of Caulfield of the 50s and 60s. Races sort of, it's been over a variety of distances. The last couple of years it's been at 1,600 metres. This year back to 1,700. Carl, how did you read this one?
And back to Caulfield as well. We had a couple of years down at Mornington. So I think there's plenty of pace in this race. And interestingly enough, it's all drawn wide. It's Majestic Duke in 14, Master Rusa in Barrier 15, Jacqueline O'Bay from Barrier 16. They should all be flying out. I think it just sets it up for something to sweep home over the back, and I've gone with 7 Precious Gem on top, who won first up for the new stable last time. Over 1,400 metres, should be suited by that little bit of extra distance. It was runner-up on over Melbourne Cup week over 1,700 metres. So I've got it on top to beat number 9, Garud, 11, Tashby, who's I think going to probably start the favourite and get the run of the race just off the speed. And for fourth, I'm putting in number 6, Metaphorical.
Yes, well, I'm with number 6, Metaphorical. Another for Peter Moody. The Peter Moody train mare gets up to her right sort of trip after a couple of runs this campaign to beat 11, Tash B, 3, Jackano Bay, and 7, Precious Gem. My best for Caulfield was race 7, number 10, Warrior King. Does look very hard to beat, an up-and-comer. And my value bet was Metaphorical. Race 9, number 6, Carl.
Well, Warrior King, speaking to Robert Smirn earlier in the week, he was in two minds whether to run it in that benchmark 78 or go for the Lord Stakes.
Yeah, so I've pulled the right rein.
Exactly. Yeah. He's gone for the softer option. He's going to be awfully hard to beat his favourite. My best is Rael Das, the stablemate. And my value bet just comes up in the last, the new boy. A noted on pacer. Darren Gauchy aboard, though, doesn't look to be an awful lot of speed in the race, and he just might be able to dictate terms up in front. Danger there is a busso, but it's drawn the car park in barrier 18.
Royal Randwick, the venue for Sydney racing on Boxing Day. And as you mentioned, probably the highlight. It comes up early because they've only drawn 7 horses, so they've programmed it in race 3. But the highlight could be I'm Imposing, going for the hat trick in the Summer Cup. In winning post rated a $4.80, fourth favourite. Really, the top four are the ones all under $5, and the rest of them 5, 6, and 7, all roughies. And can he do it, Carl?
I think so. It's a little bit by default, although his recent form is quite solid at Randwick. I thought he's third in the Craven Plate, and also his last start from the Villiers when he got back and he worked home well, weaving between runners. That was the sort of effort which suggests that he's tracking nicely for this 2,000 metres, and I think he'll be hard to beat. I've got him on top from 4, Sabrina, who was a late entry for this race. Now, 2 starts ago, Brendan Abdullah rode the horse when she failed over 1,600 metres, dropping back in distance, and Brendan suggested to the stewards that the horse may have come to the end of her preparation. And then she backed up 7 days later over a longer trip, and she got beaten by a nose, and it was quite an excellent effort. And now she backs up again on the minimum weight. Perhaps the recipe, you might say, you know, 3 weeks in a row is a bit of a concern, but it just doesn't look to be an awful great deal of depth in this race. 3rd, number 1, Janoob, and 4th, number 3, Mighty Lucky, who's a courier at the trip.
All right, race 7 at Royal Randwick on Saturday is the other list, the other black type race, Summer Cups of Group 3, and this is the listed Canterbury Classic, not being run at Canterbury this year. This one is over 1,200 metres, and you've gone for one here that, well, is a bit of a despised non-winner, isn't he, these days, and claiming apprentice on board in a no-claims race. Talk us through that.
Strawberry Boy.
Yeah.
Well, he won 5 starts ago in Brisbane. He's a real gutsy on pacer. He's got 4 wins from 8 when he resumes, and I thought his recent trial was excellent. He won it defeating a main danger in this race, and I've got the looks, and went to the line quite strongly under a stranglehold, and from barrier 2 he'll go forward, he'll put himself in the race, he'll run along hard, and I think he'll be awfully hard to catch. So under those circumstances, I've got him on top from a fellow on pacer, which is number 10, Echo Gal. It won a recent trial by 9 lengths. It was heavily backed first up, but only the wide barrier beat it. The effort told late in fading into 4th position. Stays down and the minimum weight should be the danger. For 3rd, number 8, I've got the looks, a noted first up performer who does like the soft ground, and it will get that because they've had an awful lot of rain in Sydney in the past few days. And for 4th, number 4, Boss Lane, who's a 3-time winner over this tracking distance.
And your best and value bets for Royal Randwick on Saturday?
Well, is the best King's Troop?
I think your best is Tree of Jesse.
Tree of Jesse, sorry. Tree of Jesse. She's going to start a decent price as well, I think. Recent trial winner who was, resumes from a spell, fresh, I should say. I don't think we saw the best of her in the Nipissing All last start, but on her best form, underlined by that win over this track and distance back in May on a heavy track over Eisenhower and Very Delicious, I think Tria Jessie might be a little bit of odds. And in that last race, Emberley is my value selection. Always liked this horse. It's well bred out of the mare, Dashing Eagle. Bruce McVeigh's in the ownership, and he might have had something to do with the naming of this horse, Emberley, being a big fan of the player. But unbeaten from two starts this campaign, it was really well ridden by Brodie Lloyd last time at Kembla Grange. It's a slight step up in grade, but I think he's quite a progressive son of High Chaparral who will be winning plenty of Saturday races later on in his career.
And you think King's Troop resuming in race 8 is probably the other banker on the card?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I probably gave it away in thinking that it was my best. It's quite short, 2-1. But three-year-old taking on the older horses, but the only horse to beat King's Troop from his two defeats at Rose Hill was Japanese, who, of course, then went on to win the Coolmore Stud Stakes and beat Exosphere. So King's Troop's credentials shouldn't be questioned in that eighth race.
All right, well, Gold Coast, big nine-race card there, and plenty of quality, and probably Brisbane punters breathing a sigh of relief getting away from Doomben on a Saturday. And some of these races have produced some pretty smart future horses. There's quite a few Group 1 winners have come out of some of these black-type races, and the first of them is Race 4. It's the BJ McLaughlin Stakes. I think it's produced the likes of Snitzel in the past. And this is a Group 3 for the two-year-olds over 1,200 metres, and obviously an ideal lead-up stroke qualifying race for the Magic Millions Classic 2 weeks later.
That's right. You just don't know where they're who's going to be the champion, but there's invariably, if you go through the fields 12 months down the track, you'll see it's a good race day. Detective on top for me. It's also entered for Sydney, but if they do run here, I think Detective is going to be awfully hard to beat from the inside barrier. It was only beaten by its very talented stablemate, Capitalist, on debut. So got it on top from 11, Slumber Party, who finished third in the Gymcrack Stakes at Randwick on debut back in October. It's won a recent trial quite well. For third, I've put in number 7, The Ladies Night Out. And for fourth, Mashani Silver, I thought got back and ran home fairly last time and might just be a bit of an improver of odds.
All right, well, we may as well give you Joel's selections for Gold Coast as well, given that he is a bit of a Queensland specialist, and he's gone for Gay Waterhouse's Slumber Party, number 11, resuming, to beat 10, River Racer, 3, Nikitas, and 2, Punishing. Second of the black type races at Gold Coast on Saturday is race 8 for the 3-year-olds over 1300 metres. This is the Group 3 Vaux Rogue Plate.
This is always a good race. It's always chock full of depth, and not just from a Magic Millions perspective, but it's a bit of an insight to the further 3-year-old races over the Queensland Winter Carnival, races like Queensland Guineas. I've got Egyptian Symbol on top. I thought it really found the line nicely last time. In finishing second at Wyong behind Flip It, it got back from barrier 4, was held up in transit, but when it got clear, it really powered home strongly. So I've got it on top with a bit of luck from barrier 13. I've got 12 in for second, Madotti, who certainly is knocking on the door for a win. I thought its last start effort when finishing third behind Secret Saga was solid. Third, I'm going to put in number 4, Most Important, who I don't think appreciated the soft grounds in the Gold Edition last time, but its form prior is very good. And fourth, number 7, Perfect Dare, who's been racing quite competitively in Sydney. And, I don't know if it'd be a weaker company here, but it won't be out of place in this race from barrier 1.
And Joel's with you there. In fact, his value bet for the day at the Gold Coast is 15, Egyptian Symbol, to beat 13, Star of Night, 11, Single Gaze, and 12, Madotti. And we finish with the Gold Market over 1,300 metres, an open race listed event. Where have you gone here, Carl?
I've gone with 13, Backman. Thought the first up win after being gelded was quite impressive, and there was market support for him as well. He was $13 into 9. He carried 61 kilos. He gave them all weight, and he gave them all a beating. It was quite impressive, and no reason why he can't do it again from barrier 6 on the minimum. So I've got him on top from Gundy Spirit, number 10, who's an honest campaigner who should get the right sort of run in midfield. Third, number four, Aussies Love Sport. Gee, that was a really nice run first up behind Cradle Me. The tempo of the race did suit, but he's a really well-bred horse that's finding his feet of late. And fourth, number five, Real Surreal, who's been a quality mare, perhaps a little bit underrated by some, but if she gets slots in back in the field from the outside barrier, she can certainly figure in the thing.
Similar numbers from Joel. 10, Gundy Spirit to beat 13, Backman, 4, Aussies Love Sport, and 5, Real Surreal. Joel's best, as I mentioned, Joel's value bet was race 8, number 15, Egyptian Symbol. His best on the card at the Gold Coast is race 3, number 1, Siegfried.
Oh, okay. He's gone for, was that his best, Siegfried or value?
His best was Siegfried. His value bet was Egyptian Symbol.
Well, yeah, Siegfried's my best as well. I'm surprised that I didn't chat to him beforehand. But yeah, Siegfried, I really like, obviously, that Malabuera form line. We followed it last week with Lordag, and Lordag finished second in the Burndra handicap. And Siegfried raced down here in that same race and finished sixth, and then he went to Sydney and he failed with a big weight. He's been freshened since, and with Damien Brown and Barrier 6, I think he can give a more honest account of himself. And he's $6.50 favourite, so that probably says how open that race is.
They're racing on the course proper at Morfordville, although they seem to be switching to the Parks track for the last race of the day, over 1,400 metres. Quite big fields there, as you'd expect after last Saturday's heat out. And, well, the main race of the day and your best bet, and very hard to miss the performance last time, is the race I'm speaking of is race 8, Adelaide Galvanising Christmas Handicap, listed event over 1,200 metres, and the very special horse is number 6, Lord Aspen.
Yeah, he's probably the best horse in South Australia. Nine starts, 6 wins in the third.
The retired Happy Trails, have they?
Maybe I'll have to quantify it as the most progressive, at least, or the most promising horse in South Australia. But he's a really nice horse. He failed in the Murray Bridge Cup, and then they found out subsequently that he's got a medical condition. I think they call it kissing spine, which means that the horse can't be ridden for too much, and they do a lot of swimming and a lot of beach work to get him into fitness, and he showed the benefit of that with a really tough win last time in the City of Marion. He drew wide, he covered extra ground, but he smashed him. And he's still low in the weights, and if he just gets clear galloping room in the straight, he's going to be awfully hard to beat. So, got him on top. I'm just thinking, who did I put in for second? Maybe Richie's Vibe, by memory? Sandhill Flash, then Richie's Vibe and Caracatta. Sandhill Flash is a nice, honest sprinter who has trolled up well for this. Richie's Vibe, bit luckless over the Melbourne Spring. With a bit more luck, I think he could have pinched a race or two over 1,400 metres. 1,200 metres in a big wave is probably the concern for him. And Caracat as well. He's an honest South Australian sprinter who always must go in the multiples at this level.
All right, so that's your best is Lord Aspen. And your value bet comes up in the last. The race that, as I mentioned, is on the Morfordville Parks track. And that is race 9, the Joy Star of Christmas Series Final. And your selection at any old odds in winning post, at least, is number 2, What's in a Name.
Yeah, not sure, 100% sure what price he's gone up on the early markets at Morfordville. Hopefully we do snap up $31. Thought the first up run was quite good as a $21 chance in a 6-horse field over 1,050. That was his first run for over a year. He'll take great benefit from that run, and it was just a bit of a sit sprint race, and he got back in the field and he did quite well. It'd only be being 2.5 lengths, and he's pulling grounds off them late. He's going to be a much better horse over 1,600 and a little bit further. But he's just got a touch of class about him. He looked a little bit like a mini Lord Aspen early in his career, and he's obviously had his fair share of issues. But on class alone, he'll go awfully close, particularly after the 2 kilo claim of Josh Cartwright.
All righty. Earlier in the day, there's some top quality racing on Boxing Day in New Zealand. And although Joel's not here, we can bring you his selections. There is the Group 1 Weight for Age 2000 Metres Abil Classic highlighting the program at Ellerslie in Auckland. And Joel's selection number 7 for Graham and Debbie Rogerson and Opie Bosson Soriano to beat 10 Stolen Dance, 5 Farm Boy, and 11 Thunder Down Under. Joel's best at Ellerslie comes up in the Group 2, 8 Carat Classic for 3-year-old fillies over 1600 metres. His selection is number 5 Capella to beat 9 Preetha Varma, 4 Sophia Rosa, and 1 Strata Cavallo. And Joel's best at Ellerslie comes up in the last race, 10, number 1 Party Crasher. There is also some quality racing at Awapuni, highlighted by the Summer Cup, which is race 6. Joel's selection, number 5, Severia. His best for the day is race 1, number 7, Princess Belle. And his value bet, race 8, number 10, Brillante Brigitte. So that leaves us only to remind you again to pick up your winning post. If you haven't already, we've got the form for Thursday, although you're probably running a bit short on time to be punting there. Saturday and Sunday, and all your favourite features as well. And just a final Christmas parting gift from us, and I'm absolutely on a roll with the washout last, or with the bake out last week. And winner the week before and on holidays before that. So I don't think I've tipped you a loser for about a month and a half now. And I'm going to keep it going because I'm going to go with one that does look very hard to beat. My best $20 bet for the weekend. Race 7, number 10 at Caulfield on Boxing Day. A Warrior King. Carl?
And I'll go Randwick in the last race. Race 9, number 10, Embley, 10 each way.
Okay, everybody, have a great Christmas, have a great weekend, back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you, or Joel and Carl will talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.